tonight, you'll find our text in the Psalms tonight. Psalms. It's a joy to be back in His house again tonight. Thank the Lord for the privilege to be here. We want to continue tonight again preaching on the simplicity of being simple. An area where we have great difficulty being simple. We're such complex beings. And we're one of the first generations to make a lot out of nothing and make a big to-do about nothing. We're touchy. Don't take much to offend us, get us upset. Because we're complex people. And as I told you this morning, God's never been impressed with it. He's impressed with simplicity. Simplicity. And there's five people in the Bible. They stretch over hundreds and hundreds of years of Bible history. They all five joined the Simplicity Club. And so right away that tells me there's plenty of room in this club if you want to join. Of course, if you want to join, you're going to have to become simple. It's a little phrase marks their lives, each one of them. And it is the phrase, this one thing. This morning, we looked at the blind man and the simplicity of deliverance. I'm going to tell you something. If you're having a testimony day and you want to bring somebody in, you want to maybe have him to give maybe a 30 or 40 minute testimony. You don't want to bring this old boy in. It'd be real quick. He won't be up there about 30 seconds. He'd be done. He said, the only thing I know is this. He says, I was blind, now I can see. That's all I know. See, there's some of you tonight, you know a whole lot more of that, but you don't know you was blind, and now you see. And that'll be your ticket into heaven. Tonight I want to turn to another, if you have the Bible, Psalms 27, old David joined. He's a member of the Simplicity Club. I want to look at David's tonight in the simplicity of desire. Most of us got a wish list, things we wished we had. David had cleared the table. He had brought his little wish list down to just one thing. He had one desire. Psalms 27 was probably written when David was a young man. You remember as a teenage boy. He was anointed king of Israel by Samuel. He's as much king then as he ever was going to be. But for the next years upon years, he ran from Saul. He lived in caves. Often he had a rock for the pillar and the sky for the roof. And so he had much time to think. And more than likely, he wrote Psalms 27 in the middle of that. He said in verse number 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? David said, I ain't scared of nobody. Whoa. That's tough coming from a teenage boy, I'd say. Not fearful of nobody. He said, he is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Again, he said in verse number 5, for in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. David said, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not scared of anybody. David, how in this world, as a young teenage boy, did you come to this conclusion? He said, I joined the Simplicity Club. Well, how did you join? Verse number 4. One thing have I desired. David said, it's the only thing's on the wish list. It's the only thing I want. See, I go through this crowd tonight, son. We would just roll up reams and reams of paper tonight if we go through your wish list. It wouldn't take David, it won't take him a second. I'll jot it right down for you right quick. Yeah. One thing have I desired of the Lord, That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Begin to unpack that verse tonight. You know, you can tell a lot about a person if you can find out what the wish list is, what the desires are. Because you know, if some of you was to cut your wanna off, we could have a revival. You could probably take on another 100 missionaries here at the church if you used to cut your wanna off. Huh?
Well, ain't nobody could cut off their wanna.
Sure enough. Are you sure of that? Because David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Ruh-roh. Cut his wanna off. He said, I don't want nothing. It's this one desire, only desire I've got. We begin to unpack this verse. I'm drawn to the pronouncement of this desire. One thing, soul alone has the idea I told you this morning of clearing the table of everything but one thing. Focusing in on just one thing. David said, I just want this one thing. How in this world could I ever come to that point? Just expanding on that just for a second, if you got your Bible there, holding your finger there in Psalms 27, flipping over to Psalm 73. I believe this is one of the ways David was able to focus in on that one desire. This is the one thing that I want. I don't want anything else. This is it, just this one thing. Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? Wow.
Well, preacher, that's what I got. I'm just wanting to see Jesus. He's the only thing I got in heaven.
Ruh-roh, package deal. Look at the second part of the verse. Verse number 20. And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. He said, if I got Jesus tonight, you can take everything else I got. Wow. Are you listening to me tonight? Talking about the pronouncement of this desire tonight. Not easy to come to the point of zeroing your wish list down to one desire, joining the simplicity of Desire Club. And certainly if you ever reach that point, it would be extremely hard to maintain. My soul desire. David said in Psalms 27 and verse 4, he says, I'll desire this. I was interested in that little word desire. It's a beggarly term, beggar's term. It has a close relationship. You remember that old gal, the old Gentile gal that come to Jesus and she wanted some of the crumbs from off his table. And he said, we can't get no bread, no dogs. She said, well, Lord, she said, if you just brush a crumb or two off every now and then, she said, this little old dog, I'll just live up under the table. You just brush me a crumb here every now and then. It's this word here. It's the beggarly term. I just want you, Lord. If I can't have all of you, just let me have a crumb or two every now and then. That's all I want. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you tonight, if we were to put the whole wish list of this crowd, we couldn't get the paper. We'd be done upset the tree huggers. We'd have to cut down a bunch of trees. Huh? One desire. Seek, dwell, behold, inquire. I thought about such poor, beggarly request of such a big God. David said, I just want to seek. I just want to inquire. I just want to desire. Such beggarly requirements of such a big God. But oh, simply powerful, simply profound. Life changes. Has ebbs and flows tonight. It has highs and lows. I hear Baptists all the time. Woo, ain't God good to me? In an hour, pray for me on how in the world I'm going to make it. Up, down. life changes. It has ebbs, has flows. There's only one thing that never changes. David said, that's what I want. I want the changeless, immutable God. The God that has no shadows and never changes. He says, I want him. There's a constant, unchanging world. This desire must be a lifelong pursuit. It must require every fiber of our body, every energy that we've got, every wakening hour. We must be stretching ourselves to put aside all of these other wishes, all these other wants, all these other desires. And folks, I've got to have him and him alone. Nothing else will do. Talking about, if we would stop right here, anybody interested in joining? I just want him, want nothing else. The simplicity of desire tonight. Do you have such a desire as this tonight? Just this one thing. I want the unchanging, immutable, ever-living Christ tonight. I must have him. Watch the text. I don't even see the pronouncement of this desire, but I see the pursuit of this desire. How would it pan out tonight if I wanted just him? Watch what David said here tonight. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that... Man, I wished he wouldn't have put that in there. Him putting that in there messed a lot of you up. He said, and this will I seek after. The little word seek is this word here. See, there's a lot of you here tonight that are doing that, but you're doing it this way. David said, I ain't going to do it. You're talking about a man's king over 1.5 million people. How would it pan out? How would that show up tonight? You got your Bible there? Look with me in Psalms 42. You know, I had problems with this seeking thing. Paul said in his writings that no man seeks after God. How in this world has David come to the place that that's the only thing he's seeking? When Paul said no man seeks after God. Was it not David that told us in Psalms 110 that they shall be made willing in the day of his power? David said, the only reason that I went to panting after God is because God made me do it. I was wondering tonight, do you have any historical recollection in your life, in your Christian life, that God ever pressed the issue and made you start? And the more you do it, the more you like it. What would it look like? Psalms 42, verse number 1. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. If you know anything about the Bible, you'll know that water is a picture of the Word of God. David said, one of the ways I know that he is my one desire, because he says, I am constantly wanting to some of you ain't even got a Bible with you tonight. And I ain't talking about panting after your iPhone because you got the Bible on it. Yeah. strong relationship with this book tonight. It's the only way that you know that you're panting after God tonight. He is your one desire. I was thinking about David's analogy here as a deer panteth after the water brook. You know, I have seen in my travels oftentimes a deer will cross six lanes of highway with a cement divider that it must leap to get to the other side, get a drink of water, and make the trip back. And some of you won't even reach to the nightstand and get the Bible and you know what you remind me of? You remind me, I got XM radio in my car and oftentimes flipping through crazy channels. I was listening to old boy the other day, and he was repeating crazy people that had called into the radio station to ask questions, and he plays their tape. This lady had called in Minnesota. Outside of her town in Minnesota, there was a deer crossing in the middle of the highway, six lanes where it was 75 miles an hour. They had some of the most horrendous accidents that they had ever had, hitting deer and other cars. And she had called into the station and she had asked him, she said, I am starting a committee. And she said, I want to move the signs up closer to town where the speed limit is 35 and let the little deer cross there. I mean, she's as serious as a heart attack. And some of you are looking at me and saying, that's a lame good. Ain't no water up there. They ain't going to cross where there ain't no water. David said, every waking hour, I've got a desire. A lot of times, if a deer's being chased by dogs, where does he want to get? He wants to get in the water. Why does he want to get in the water for? Take the scent. The dogs can't smell him. I hear Baptists all the time. I bet you some of you have said, boy, I tell you, y'all pray for me. I've been fighting the devil all day long. Boy, he has really tempted me. You know how come he has? Because he could smell you. If you lather up in this book, he can't smell you. He'll lose the scent of you. Huh? That's why he's giving you such a hard time. He caught a sin of you.
You're preaching. Yes,
yeah. Old deer get wounded. Where's the first place he wants to go? He wants to get in some water. He'll coagulate that blood, stop himself from bleeding. If you've been hurt tonight, quit whining and get in the book. The only thing that'll help your wounds tonight, David said, that will I seek after. Oh, he said, I'm pursuing that's only desire. David said, when I get up in the morning, he said, during the daytime, before I go to bed at night, in the book. I'm going to ask you a very deep theological question tonight. I don't even know. It may be way over your head tonight. What is your relationship with this book? A picture of your relationship with this book is your relationship with Christ. If you have no or little relationship with this book, you have no or little relationship with God. I'm talking about the pursuit of this desire. We're back in Psalms 27. Notice the place of desire. Seen the pronouncement. Seen the pursuit. Notice the place of desire. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may. What? What your crazy nut want to do? He said he want to live at the church house. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I tell you, preacher, about 2 or 3 hours a week over here is enough for me. Wasn't for David. He's crazy. He said, I'd like to live over there. He said, I'd like to move in over there. Are you listening to me tonight?
You said that's impossible.
Could I give you a biblical example if you've got your Bible there? Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. Here's an old gal that lived at the church house. She's moved in over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, every time we turn around, they're having something over there at the church. Man, David said, "Woo, I like it. Let's have something every night.
Amen.
I'm going to move over there."
Yeah.
Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2, verse 36. There was one Anna, prophetess, that is not a woman preacher. That is a one, that little word prophetess there, one who tells hard sayings that do not want to be heard. She'd tell you what she thought. She's a prophetess. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple. She moved in over there. She liked the house of God. She, I just gonna get me a room. If they want the Sunday school room, make me a room over there. I love living over there. Serve God with fastings and prayer, night and day. Time out. Hold on. David, why in this world would you want to live at the house of God? David had an unusual desire that he wanted to be a king and he wanted to be a priest. All of his life, he wanted to be a king, he wanted to be a priest. Small problem. Judicial law said he could not be both. Could not be a king and he could not be a priest. But it didn't stop him from wanting to be. All of his life, he wanted to be a king and he wanted to be a priest.
You said, what's the big deal about that?
Got your Bible there? Psalms 37. Watch the text. Oh, it's so good, I hate to even show it to you. Going to blow your mind. He said in verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That little word desire is that which makes you the happiest. It is ecstatic merriment. David's highest happiness, his ecstatic merriment. He wanted to be a king and he wanted to be a priest. How'd that work out for him? I'll let you be the judge. His closing remarks in David's journal, Psalms 23, surely. Goodness and mercy have been following me all the days of my life. And he said, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long are you going to be there, David? He said, I'm going to be there forever. We get over in John's writings in the Revelations. He said, over there in the forever world, he said, he shall make us kings and he shall make us priests. I tell you, if your desire tonight, your delight, your highest merriment tonight is you want God in God's house and God's words alone, I'm telling you, God will turn his pockets inside out and give you everything he's got tonight. If he sees that delight in you. That's the only thing you want. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm talking about the place of his desire, the pronouncement, the pursuit. Could I mention the perception of his desire? Psalms 27, verse 4. One thing, he's cleared the table. He said, I got one desire. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. I was interested in that word beauty. It is the little word prettiness. Prettiness. It comes from our root word glory. His overwhelming presence. Overwhelming presence. David said that that's the only thing I want. He said, I want to get somewhere where God will overwhelm me with his presence. You remember old Moses? Moses' life verse was, show me thy glory.
God put him in the cleft of a rock, and he placed his hand over the cleft of the rock. He said, Moses, he said, once I get my hand over the cleft of the rock, he says, I'm going to let my goodness, that's that little word there, beauty. He said, I'm going to let my prettiness walk by. And he said, while my prettiness is walking by, he says, I'm going to pronounce my name before you. So here's old Moses. He's pickabooing out from the little old fingers of God that have covered up that cleft in the rock. And he sees the prettiness of God walk by. And God's telling him who he is. He said, I'm Jehovah Jireh. He says, I'm Jehovah El Shaddai. And Moses is overwhelmed in the cleft of the rock and begins to worship God. That's how come we don't worship much. That's how come God don't fall on us much, because we got too big a want list. See, David just narrowed that thing down to one thing. He said, I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. Psalms 29:2, he says, I want to worship the beauty of his holiness. Song of Solomon, she made this statement about him. She said, he is the chiefest among 10,000. He's the altogether lovely one. You remember her saying that? This would be yes. This would be no. This would be I don't know. Do you remember her saying that? He is the chiefest among 10,000. He's the altogether lovely one. Chiefest among 10,000. That little phrase has the idea. She said, you put him in an ocean of people. And she said, I know him so well, I can pick him out. She said, there ain't nobody pretty as he is. He is altogether lovely. I'm gonna tell you something. You're gonna have to scrooge up pretty close to somebody and be able to know them right well to pick them out of a sea of people. Huh? Perception of his desire. I see also in our text in Psalms 27:4, I notice the practice of his desire. It says here to inquire in his temple. Little word inquire means to make a diligent search for until one finds what they're looking for. You're looking for something. Can I give testimony tonight? Most every morning, my wife and I get up and we make a search for God. We read a lot of biographies. Oftentimes we'll listen to our pastors back home's message. We love to, we got about 7-8 books we're reading together. Every morning we get up and we launch a search.
Amen. Amen.
Could I testify to you tonight? Very seldom do we ever find him. Very seldom do we ever find it. We launch it, spend about an hour, and seemingly we didn't find nothing. But every now and then, we find him. Whoa. And when we do, oh my, it makes you want to go at it again tomorrow. Huh? David said, I just want to spend every day. I'm looking for him. Hey, did you launch a search this morning looking for him? Well, preacher, I'm pretty busy. Hey, if you ain't looking for him, don't worry about it. You ain't going to find him.
That's all right.
Huh?
That's all right.
But you never know when you may find him. Inquiring in his temple. What would David find out about him when he would find him? Because he said he wasn't afraid of nothing. I notice in Psalms 46, our pastor back home challenged us to memorize Psalms 46 this summer, and I memorized, I just love this psalm. He says in verse number 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. David said, when I found him, he said, I found that he was a present help in trouble. You know, there's a lot of you sitting here tonight. You are present, but you ain't no help. You're just here taking up space. There's some of you here tonight, you could help, but you ain't ever present. We can't count on you. You here and yon. David said, when I found him, he's both present and he was a help. Wow. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh. I close tonight in this practice of desire. If you have your Bible there, Psalms 131. I don't know if I've shared this with you before. If I have, please forgive me. My daddy said if an old man shares something with you more than once, you ought to listen. It'd be better the second time. Psalms 131, as far as I know in all my days of being saved and being a preacher, I've never known anybody to have this verse in this chapter as a life verse. I've heard them all. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, you know, on and on. They're good verses. Never known anybody to have this one. Sarah Edwards, wife of Jonathan Edwards, preached the Great Awakening. She had her husband die of smallpox. She had her son-in-law die of smallpox. She had a daughter die of smallpox, all within about a 6-week period. She had one of her daughters die taking care of David Brainerd, the great Indian missionary. She caught TB from him and died 6 months later after David Brainerd died in their house. But this was her life verse. Psalms 31, verse 2. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Any of you ladies tonight nursing babies or have nursed babies, you know they all the time want something from you. Constantly pulling on you. They want something from you. But once you wean them, they don't want anything from you anymore. They just want you. She said, my soul has come to the place I don't want nothing from him. I just want him. I'm talking about the simplicity of desire. The simplicity of desire. I love the way the songwriter said. He said, it is my desire to live for Jesus. It is my desire to live for him. Though often I have failed and brought him much shame, it is my desire to live for him. It is my desire to help someone today, someone who might have failed to see the way. I too was once lost, but I found my way to God. Now, it is my desire to live for him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you would know the reason why I love him so. So you can take the world's wealth and its riches. I don't need earth's fame or fare. It is my desire. It is my desire. It is my desire to live for Jesus. I wonder tonight if you would be willing to root you out a place in this altar and say, God, I would like to give you my entire wish list. All the things I wish for, all the things I want. I would like for you to work on me in such a way that you narrow it down that I just want you. I guarantee you if you do, he'll turn his pockets inside out tonight and give you everything heaven has. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, to that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Simplicity of desire. Would you stand with us tonight? Father, I've done what you told me to do. Lord, would you take it from here? Do what only you can do. Say what only you can say. Sir, ma'am, do you have a strong, panting relationship after the Bible? Young person, teenager, are you panting after the Word of God? I never believed all three of my boys made a public profession of faith when they were young kids, but I never thought any of them were saved until they got up to be grown men and we would go on vacation together and I would see them take their Bible and slip out on the back porch and I saw them out there panting in the book.
Amen.
Are you listening to me tonight?
Amen.
I wonder tonight, do you have a strong relationship with the book? Do you have an overwhelming love for the church? Christ said he loved it so much he died for it.
Amen.
Are you panting after that water? You wanting to behold that beauty? Wanting to be overwhelmed with his presence? Is it your one desire tonight? Preacher, I don't want him to do, I'm not going to get in this altar tonight and pray and ask him to do something for me. I just want him. While they're playing softly, while we're waiting in God's presence. Lord, I know it's going to be difficult. I know it's going to cost me everything I've got. But I'd like to join the Simplicity of Desire Club. I'd like to push everything aside. And I'd like to just have Jesus and Jesus alone. While we wait a few moments tonight, the altar's open. Seek the Lord. Call on him while he's near. Launch a search for him. I say he can be found. Search for him with your whole heart. We wait. Altar's open. Preacher think we waited long enough? He's coming to do whatever he thinks we ought to do next.